leading up to this, I think it was last year when we woke up to a story that says you were prepared to work with an ANC of Ramaphosa and not that of Ace Magashule. Ace is not there now.
He is still there.
Yeah. But then now there's this issue of AFF where it seemingly now you will never want to work with them again. So are you then, what are you going to do? Are you just going to let municipalities back to, if you've managed to bring the ANC down, but the only other option is the AFF?
Well, let me start from the first point, that we're going to try and get our own majorities in as many municipalities as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And worry up until the 1st of November about getting as many DA votes in the box as possible. The 2nd of November, if we've fallen short, we will look at forming coalitions, but only with parties that share the values and principles of the DA. Non-racialism, respect for the rule of law and the constitution, a social market economy that sees business as a partner with growth, and ensuring that we are able to build a capable state free of CADA deployment. We can agree on those four things and have a common program of action, then I think that we can, we're willing to talk to any of those parties. The EFF don't share those values. They are absolutely implacably opposed to non-racialism. They implacably opposed to a social market economy. They want state control. So it would automatically rule them out from the get-go. But there are other parties in the spectrum that we would be more than willing to be prepared to go into government with. But what I'm not going to do is to go into government with parties that end up compromising your values. Because if you end up governing and governing badly, it damages your brand. And in those instances, if we can't put together a stable coalition that shares values and principles and that has a common objective that everybody understands and has red lines for what behavior will and will not be tolerated in that, then we will go onto the opposition benches and do what we do in Parliament and be an excellent opposition to whatever party wants to try and form a government there. And I think that we'll better serve residents in those towns by being an excellent opposition than being a compromised government where your values and principles are having to be betrayed on a daily basis, when you're having to adopt the policies of other parties that are the tail wagging the dog behind the scenes.
Look, that argument here in Gauteng, I mean, it works. But say Nelson Mandela Bay, the chance there that you have a big enough majority, you are not 50% plus. There's only the ANC there or the EFF.
There's smaller parties there as well. We're hoping to grow. I think we've got a good chance of getting our own majority there. We were only 12,000 votes short in the last election of our own majority. So it's not a significant amount of votes. It's a relatively small amount of votes. It's less than half a ward in some instances. So it is in the realm of the possible that we could get a 50% majority, and that's what we're doing. But there are other smaller parties there. There's the UDM. There's the ACDP. There's some of these other smaller cultural organizations, AIM and these other things are there. So there are permutations there that exclude the ANC, but certainly what we won't be doing is sitting in a government with Andile Lungisa, because then what are you doing? You're in government, but you're having to share government with people who are corrupt, who are don't care about news, and the very people who have driven that municipality into the ground.
Okay, so the ANC as well is completely off the table. I want to be sure about
this. Nelson Mandela Bay, but I mean, said if there is a commitment to non-racialism, respect for the rule of law, the constitution, and a social market economy, we can agree what the red lines are in a coalition. We can talk to anybody. But as I said, the EFF are ruled out from the beginning because they say they don't believe in non-racialism and they are a statist party. They're a party that believes that the state needs to open and everything, and there's no scope for private partnership there. So, I mean, they've ruled themselves out automatically on that matrix that we're going to use to make the decision.